You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's Tokyo time, and Anything But Footy brings you the views of the athletes in action just before their event.
Libby Clegg became a two-time Paralympic champion in Rio and admits she didn't know what to do about being a winner. But the Dancing on Ice Scottish star goes again in the 200-metre sprint with Chris Clark as her guide again in Tokyo.
Is it as exciting as it's always been heading off to the Paralympics, Libby?
This year's been a bit of a different one, actually. It doesn't feel like we're really at Paralympic Games yet. I think it's going to be very different when we get into the village, but I'm still super excited. And it's just, yeah, for me, it's different. It feels different this year.
What have been the changes in terms of getting you there and getting you there safely and making sure that we can get you to the start line?
Well, there's lots of COVID protocol, which is totally understandable and I fully agree with, but it's less sociable this year. We're not really able to mix with the team as much as we normally would, which is a bit of a shame because it's like one of the only times in the year that we all get to meet up is at championships. But it's you know, it's a really nice atmosphere. We're just stuck in our rooms most of the time. And people are going down to the track and doing training just to have a bit of a breather, get some fresh air.
So is it fair to say it doesn't quite feel like the Paralympics yet, but when the sport starts, it might do?
I think at the moment it feels a bit strange just because we're not able to mix with other sports as well. And, you know, I think at the Paralympic Games is like a special buzz that you get. And I think it'll come when we're in the village. Normally sort of hype normally beforehand, but it feels a bit different this year. I think as soon as we get into the village and people start leaving, I think the excitement's going to build up.
Let me ask you about social distancing because you run with a guide. Mm-hmm. So how was that possible?
It wasn't possible for quite a few months during the first lockdown. I think it was about 3 months I wasn't able to run with a guide runner. And it was really difficult because I can't run on the road or on grass surfaces because of the pivots and divots and stuff on the grass. It's so uneven. And for visually impaired people, that's not great because you have no depth of perception. So you're likely to get quite injured off that. So I had to sort of try and keep fit by running on some AstroTurf, which I wasn't allowed to run with my guide runner on. It was a bit difficult. And then after about 3 or 4 months, we ended up getting special permission to be able to run together, just us two as a bubble. And I think it was before everybody else could bubble properly. And that made it feel a little bit easier. But it's just so strange not being able to run attached. I think we initially actually started off running, we had to run 2 metres away from one another, and then gradually we were allowed to run closer. But yeah, it was a bit strange.
Do you and your guide have to be friends?
I think it definitely helps if you're friends with your guys. I got on really well with Chris, but at the same time, you know, you do need to give each other space. So I try, especially while we're in the holding camp, I try not to socialise with him too much, just because he's going to be lumbered with me a lot in the village. In the holding camp, I feel much more confident getting around myself, and I only really need him for training. When we go into the village, he's going to be attached to my hip pretty much, so he's going to be supporting me getting to the track, going to the food hall and that kind of thing. So he's going to be stuck with me at least three times a day for meal times. So I try and give him a bit of space while we're here. And but we're really, really good friends. And obviously it takes a lot of trust to run with each other, especially at full pelt as well. So it does help if you're friends.
We see you guys go to the games, come back with your gold medals and think, wow, that's amazing, a fantastic achievement. But actually, when you come home, having achieved something you'd worked for four, this time 5 years, you've spoken quite publicly that it can be difficult, can't it? What have been the challenges there for you?
For me, winning a Paralympic gold medal was my absolute dream. And after Rio, I won two. So I completely exceeded my own expectation. And I think we always prepare people for failure. We never really prepare them for success. And I certainly wasn't prepared for it. And I think I just didn't understand what was going to happen, how I was going to feel. And I just felt like I didn't know who I was as a person. I felt like I didn't have a purpose outside of the track. And I really struggled, I think, for a good 18 months to sort of come to terms with it. And it did really creep up on me as well. I didn't see it coming at all. And, you know, these past 5 years, it's definitely changed me as a person. I don't necessarily feel as confident as I did 5 years ago. It's definitely sort of left a bit of a mark with me. But, you know, it's one of those things. I've just learned that success means something different to me now. So for me, it's about being happy and getting enjoyment out of things. And that's the most important thing to me, really. And obviously my son being happy and healthy. So my priorities have changed, which has helped my mindset change as well.
I spoke to Steph Reid yesterday. She went on reality TV and was just putting things in an oven. I mean, Johnny Peacock, what can go wrong with a cha-cha-cha? But dancing on ice, I mean, there's blades, there's ice, you're twirling around people's heads. It looks utterly terrifying. What on earth possessed you to do that?
Do you know, obviously it was coming into the Paralympic year, so people were telling me that, oh, you know, it's Paralympic year, you know, what if you get injured and it's really bad? You can't compete. I kind of just thought, you know what, it's an opportunity that might not come around again. And I still had a little bit of baby weight I wanted to drop. And I just thought it was going to be the perfect opportunity to get me in really good shape, try something new and meet people that I wouldn't necessarily normally meet. And I made some really great friendships from it. And I got really fit and healthy and I had fun. It was a laugh. It was hard work, but it was a laugh.
The serious point is fantastic that, you know, Holly Arnold gets the opportunity to go in the jungle. Steph, as I said, on the Celebrity MasterChef, that these opportunities are coming your way now. And that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's great that more disabled people are being shown on TV. You know, it's a huge population of the UK are disabled and it is very normal. And I think the more it's on television, the more it is normalised. And, you know, people don't feel necessarily as awkward asking questions anymore. You know, it is just becoming the norm, which is great.
Well, all the very best in Tokyo. We look forward to supporting you when the games start next week. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Libby's in action in the heats on Thursday, September 2nd.
This is Tokyo Time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast. Follow for more from the 2020 Games in 2021.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.